Welcome to Federal Insights for March, empowering the federal workforce to make better, faster decisions that improve the effectiveness of government. Sponsored by Click.
Data literacy among a wide range of agency staff is essential if wise use of data is to become institutionalized, so that agencies can use data in decision-making and planning. For how data usage and data literacy are moving in one agency, I spoke with the Chief Data Officer at the Defense Logistics Agency, Teresa Smith.
What we're trying to do with our workforce is give them the tools to do some self-service analytics, but also as a tool, teach them about analytics and teach them to be able to tell the story of the data. So we want everyone to understand the data sources, some analytical methods, but basically how to cull out the information that they need to accurately tell the story or drive their behaviors. So that is what we are looking at, is helping our employees, giving them the tools, the capabilities to make those data-driven decisions.
And maybe it needs to back up a step even beyond that to know what it is that you can answer with the data available and how to formulate the types of questions that will lead you to be able to get a data analytically derived answer.
And that's true. So, you know, I grew up in the data world through DLA, and one of the challenges, you know, we would experience as data analysts is, what is the question? If somebody would just throw a broad base, hey, pull me all of this information. And we would really try to take those, take that time to sit with them and say, what is the question you're trying to answer? Because that does help us hone in. So as we are developing our data strategy and making the tools and the data accessible to our employees, we want to make sure that we're giving them the right data to help them answer the right questions. And so we spent some time with the data owners across the agency saying, what are your critical data elements? What are those things that we really need to hone in on that enables the workforce to have at the ready the data elements, the data sources that they need to answer the right questions and not just be, you know, trolling along the riverbanks there trying to catch whatever they can.
Sure. And with that workforce, what steps do you take or what do you think is useful to make sure that they get the knowledge they need that they can then tap into those data sources once they know what they are?
Well, we're really trying to make sure that we're providing the right training to upskill the workforce, some basic data literacy. We've defined the data-related roles and responsibilities, identified authoritative data sources. But within the data and analytics community specifically, we in my office are hosting communities of practice where we cover topics like how to foster data literacy, how to tell a story with the data, the critical parts around data quality, sharing information and being collaborative so that it really is a community that's joined and they're learning from one another. So we have, you know, a couple of phases of approach. We have the larger DLA community and the basics of data literacy. We have courses available and we try to put out information on that, but in this series of professionals that are really doing the deep dive, we are offering very targeted training, having those community of practice discussions around topics that are germane to them, and really trying to upskill those resources with the types of tools that they need as we're advancing in this area and bringing on more sophisticated analytics tools, opening new data sources, trying to really keep that the communication going so that we're all working and walking this road together.
And can the communities of practice maybe cover functions within DLA? Because it's a really big organization and you've got people concerned with, say, the movement and traffic and that end of logistics of the goods that you supply to the military around the world. Then there are also the acquisition staff, and there's probably price analytics people, contractor officer representatives, and so forth, all different functions that make up the DLA. Can the data literacy and the data analytics use cases be cut up that way according to function also?
It exactly can. So in our upcoming community of practice, we are going to have one of our really good data analysts from the distribution community give us an overview of some of the analytics and the visualizations he's built to help with that storytelling of what goes on in that distribution chain. So we do try to target that in. I mean, we have some analysts that focus on specific areas, but in large part, they need to understand the holistic business, because it's very rare that you don't need to understand the planning aspect on the procurement aspect or the procurement aspect on the distribution aspect. So we do try to bring in those functional examples and talk through that storytelling so that our analysts across the agency understand and can see this is what this individual's been able to do with that. That's what it means to me in my area. And oh, by the way, there's something here I can leverage and grow and build on.
And you've mentioned a couple of times telling a story with data. And I imagine that's more than simply presenting data visualizations. Tell us what it means to tell a story with data and how that can be useful.
You know, I think that for a long time, or in a lot of ways, we just get this, hey, give me data, give me a report. But it is really important to show what is in that report, to cull out the pertinent facts or those key things, so that our leadership doesn't have to spend time flipping through, but we can say, hey, here is an example of where we need to change course, or we see that this group of items is impacting metrics in such a way. What we're really trying to do around some of our analytics is not only give that diagnostic view, but that predictive and prescriptive view, so that we can pull that information out and really direct the appropriate behavior instead of just laying data out there and saying, have at it. I've often said we too long tried to walk forward by looking backwards. We need to not only know what happened in the past, but look to what's going to happen in the future with our data. And it's a great time to be in this world, because we have the scale and the types of tools that allow us to do that. So we really do want our analysts to not only pull, extract, put the data in a report, but then call out those key facts or those key insights for our leadership, our users, so that they can understand what is happening through their business lines or their area of functional knowledge.
And I imagine that can help them better understand the difference between cause and effect, because sometimes those can get reversed if you're not fully on top of all of this.
Exactly. We need to use that business insight to make the right decisions and not react by gut necessarily, that may take us down the wrong course. So what we are trying to do with some things is anticipate and simulate and model out, if we do this action, this is the effect it will have, so we can understand those long stream courses or how it may affect the business volume or our metrics or our obligation authority. So we really do want to better anticipate and map out those cause and effect scenarios.
Teresa Smith, Chief Data Officer at the Defense Logistics Agency. We'll return with more of the interview after this short break. I'm Tom Temin.
The current approach federal agencies use to deliver data to the systems and people that rely on it are resulting in missed opportunities and milestones, higher costs, and failed projects. At the same time, new statutes and policies require federal agencies to use data in all decision-making about programs, operations, and budgets. Agencies must accelerate the delivery of data and establish programs that enable a more data-literate workforce, effectively reducing the time and cost associated with the execution of their missions. Click can help. QLIK.com/public sector.
Welcome back to our interview with Teresa Smith, Chief Data Officer at the Defense Logistics Agency. Our topic is data and data literacy. And let's talk about the DLA's data strategy. Tell us what it encompasses and how you're getting it done.
Well, we've identified, and we first published our DLA data and analytics strategy back in early 2018, and we're in the process of updating it now to better align with the DoD data and analytics strategy, but it really lays out our lines of effort around infrastructure, data literacy, the culture around data, giving our folks the analytics tools, governance of data, security of data. So we lay out, hey, these are the lines of effort we're pursuing, and these are the actions that we're going to take in relation to those. And some are policies, some are changes in practices, some are, you know, coming up with new data stores, data sources. So we created that. We continue to improve upon it based on feedback we're receiving. And then we walk that walk with our data and analytics community. So twice a year, we'll have a data and analytics summit where we talk through, hey, these are the levels, the lines of effort we're pursuing. These are the activities around there. What do you need? There's continual communication, not just those twice yearly summits, but those summits give us an opportunity to really come together as a community and map out the activities we're going to take over the next 6, 8, 12 months to really address the things that they need to see from the data and analytics strategy.
And on that question of governance, does that lead to the idea that people that might have thought that they owned their data maybe no longer do, and they're more obligated to put it into this great pool that could make it available for whatever analytic case someone has that might be down the hall?
It does, and that can be a really sensitive subject for folks, but we're talking about, you know, the data owners, the data stewards, data retention. You know, do we really need to keep, you know, data from the Stone Ages, or, you know, what's the right level of data or the time length of data to keep, because it costs money to keep that. And in some cases, you know, we keeping too much information could put us in violation of other regulatory requirements. So it is a pretty sensitive subject, and we kind of have to carefully walk that walk as we're bringing the agency along and some of the individuals along to understand these requirements. So it's a lot of communication. And we talk about data storytelling. Well, this is a telling a story around data and the requirements and how we as an agency need to articulate and approach that.
And how do you develop the use cases for analytics themselves? I mean, the real heart of the issue there.
Well, some come to us from our user community or our leadership. One example is a cache modeling system, you know, where I talked earlier about the need to understand if we tweak a lever over here, how it impacts our business volume, or our cash or obligation authority. So we get some like that, but then we also have teams who see what's going on in the business and develop use cases or develop models around that. For example, I have a team of operations research analysts called the Analytics Center of Excellence. And a couple of the individuals there built a material availability analytics tool. Now, material availability is one of our key metrics across the agency that looks at how we're fulfilling customer orders. And it really has morphed into much more than that. But it gives us that predictive look into activities and situations that are driving some of our key metrics and how different behaviors are predicted to impact those. So we can not only see what has happened when we talk about that diagnostic look, but we can forecast, if we continue down the journey we're in, what that's going to mean 6 months, 12 months from now. And it gives us huge amounts of information on the prescriptive area. So what is triggering that, and what can we do to adjust that to, you know, if we see we're going to have an uptick in back orders, what are some actions that we can take to mitigate that? So we're really trying to get ahead of those behaviors. So it's a mixed bag. Sometimes we see a need and we try to fill it. And sometimes it comes to us from our leadership or individuals across the agency.
And just out of curiosity, of course, pricing of the commodities that DLA deals with is basic to pretty much everything you do to be able to plan. Is pricing trends and the variables such as order size or lead times and so forth that go into the pricing negotiation scheme, are those some of the variables that you can use in an analytical fashion to adjust variables to make outcomes better down the line in the pricing area?
Yeah, so we do have a tool. It's an AI tool that helps our pricing analysts when they're doing their evaluations. But you know, pricing, there's some pretty strict rules around that, and we strive to get the lowest prices possible for our customers, because the agency is very much focused on, and our warfighter support is keeping our prices low so that we can pass those savings on to the department as a whole. But we do look for the opportunities to provide better insight to levers that will give us those outcomes that we need. For example, one of the areas we partnered with our R&D shop is on a lead time estimation AI project, because administrative lead time, production lead time are very hard on those items that are rarely ordered, that that don't have really routine demand chains or demand signals. So we partnered with them to try to determine a better way, better insight to provide that lead time in our system, which impacts our planning, which impacts our procurement, which ultimately will impact the prices overall. So we are looking at a number of ways to provide better insight and then use those signals to inform the rest of the supply chain.
Teresa Smith, Chief Data Officer at the Defense Logistics Agency. We'll return with the third and final segment of the interview after a short break. I'm Tom Temin.
The current approach federal agencies use to deliver data to the systems and people that rely on it are resulting in missed opportunities and milestones, higher costs, and failed projects. At the same time, new statutes and policies require federal agencies to use data in all decision-making about programs, operations, and budgets. Agencies must accelerate the delivery of data and establish programs that enable a more data-literate workforce, effectively reducing the time and cost associated with the execution of their missions. CLIC can help. QLIK.com/public sector.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of our interview with Teresa Smith, Chief Data Officer at the Defense Logistics Agency. Our topic is data, data usage, and data literacy. And let's talk about the tools that you use to do these analytical exercises, and how do you rationalize the number of tools, the amount of software coming into the agency, and yet still be able to support what people need to do?
Yeah, that's a good question, and something we continuously work on. So we really have, as we stood up the Office of the Chief Data Officer, and we were partnering with our technical coworkers, we looked at the enterprise tools. And so we do have a Chief Technical Officer that we work with that helps us with rationalizing those and ensuring that everybody's not off doing their own thing, that we have an enterprise suite of tools that we've worked with the community on, determine what they need, what their preferences are, and we've procured those tools, and that's what we all work within. That makes it much easier for us from a technical aspect and support aspect, but also training, linking the data sources to those tools. So instead of one activity using a tool X and another one using tool Y, we've all synced up on tool Z, and that's what we're using to provide all our technical support, our access to data, our training, and then we have a lot of discussions in the communities of practice around that tool to make sure everyone understands. Now, it's not just one tool, it's a suite of tools. But as we grow and as we are, new capabilities and new opportunities come on board, we look at the possible tool sets and do an evaluation to determine if they would apply to our workforce and workspace. And it's a deliberative process about what we bring in.
And on the infrastructure side, that involves both making data sources available to those that might need them, but it also makes sure that the data is interoperable, which could be derived from many different systems of different ages and different data types and so on. What's your infrastructure strategy to both support the access to data and to make sure that the data can be interoperable when it's needed from more than one source for a particular analytical requirement?
Now that is a challenge for us right now. So we are on a journey of doing a holistic data architecture review. It's coupled with our IT modernization and movement to the cloud. So DLA has hired a data architect, and we're all working as a technical team very closely to ensure that as we modernize our IT infrastructure, we modernize our data architecture, we are addressing those areas. One of our one thing that our CIO, Dr. Duchek, says is, you know, he'd like to have open, accessible APIs instead of these bespoke connections and bespoke pushes of data, you know, to other areas. And so we're looking at that. Another thing is, you know, we have what he calls stranded assets in the oil industry. I guess when you can't get to certain pockets of oil, it's called a stranded asset. Well, we have data that's like that. It's a stranded asset. So as part of this modernization effort and data architecture effort, we're looking at that to ensure that we don't have stranded data assets, but that it's available, it's reliable, it's timely, it's got the quality, it's the relevant data that our folks need to do the jobs that they have to do.
Many agencies have found that, pursuant to what you've described, that they are establishing what they call a data operations concept, almost like you have DevOps and so on. Is that what you would say is a good description of what's going on there with respect to data?
I would. You know, I thought about that, and we do. We have a team. It's a team approach where we have all aspects, the chief technical officer, the chief data officer, the data architecture office, our chief architect, and the business. And we come together, and we're really looking at what the needs are of the agency, how we can approach that, laying out that roadmap so that we are really building the processes and the structures and providing the tools to support a data-focused enterprise. And that's really what we want to do. We recognize when we treat our data as a strategic asset and, you know, understand that we need to be making these business-based decisions off accurate, available data. So that is our goal as a group, is to promote that and ensure that we are all walking hand in hand along the same road, and that we are providing this, you know, the data and analytics is also looked at as a critical capability within the agency, an enabler toward the other lines of effort. So it's got recognition from leadership down, and we want to make sure that we're supporting that as a team.
Teresa Smith, Chief Data Officer at the Defense Logistics Agency. To hear this interview in its entirety or to share it with colleagues, please visit federalnewsnetwork.com and search Insights. I'm Tom Temin.
Thank you for listening to Federal Insights for March, sponsored by Click on Federal News Network.
The current approach federal agencies use to deliver data to the systems and people that rely on it are resulting in missed opportunities and milestones, higher costs, and failed projects. At the same time, new statutes and policies require federal agencies to use data in all decision-making about programs, operations, and budgets. Agencies must accelerate the delivery of data and establish programs that enable a more data-literate workforce, effectively reducing the time and cost associated with the execution of their missions. Click can help. QLIK.com/public sector.
When we need help, we turn to government. When government needs help, they turn to Federal News Network. Federal News Network, helping feds meet their mission.
Register today for Federal News Network's DoD Cloud Exchange, March 24th through 26th. In interviews with leaders from the Army, Navy, Air Force, and the Defense Information Systems Agency, it's clear the defense IT enterprise is quickly progressing with the modernization and digital transformation warfighters are depending on in the air, on the land, on the sea, in space, and in cyberspace. Go to federalnewsnetwork.com and register for the DoD Cloud Exchange, presented by GDIT.